Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Happy Monday, August 8th. It's about 10 o'clock New York time, and it's maybe about 78 degrees out. How are you, family? What's going on? Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this early Monday morning. And today we're talking about what we know you dream of, being president. But there's a cost to running for president, and we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, what I want to talk to you about is we're family now. We've been together for a while, so, you know, we have a Facebook page. Please visit it. Become part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. You are family. Let's talk about ways that we can save, make, and have fun with money together. And also, I put out videos and all that good stuff, give you ideas of where to get coupons and everything. So visit my Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and you will be glad you did. For other free stuff, free ebooks, and free information on where to save money, where to make money, you can also visit my website at www.cheapcheetah.com. Folks, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you asking me all these questions and being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show for so long. I truly appreciate my listeners, my archivers. I thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show and sticking with me for so long. I mean, we've covered so many topics, and we've had so many great people on, which we will start having new people on come probably September. But it's the summertime, so, you know, everybody's out doing their little thing, and ain't nobody want to do no interviews too much, so you're stuck with me for a while. Hope you don't mind. But hopefully in September we'll get back the ball rolling with more interviews and more people besides just my lovely voice that you can hear. And on that note, let's talk about how much it costs to run for president, okay? Because I know that's our lifelong dream. You know, like kids, little kids say, you know, you ask the kid, what do you want to do? Well, I want to grow up to be president. Well, I hope they have some money to go along with that because that job is not cheap, okay? We all talk about the presidential elections and everything. Right now, you have the debate between Hillary and Donald and, you know, all that foolishness that's going on, and one is no better than the other. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense, okay? And while I'm listening to all the debates and this one saying this and this one's slinging mud at this, I wanted to know, how much does it cost to be president, okay? Because it is a job. And you figure when you go into a job, they pay you to do the job, but no one really thinks about you have to pay a lot of money out just to get the job, and then you'll get, hopefully, maybe you'll get the money back, or if not, you do it for the political power and the contacts because you're paying a lot of money just to get this job, which is being president of the free world. But first, the job itself to run, you need, just to start off, about $10,000. I'm sorry, not $10,000, $10 million. $10 million, okay? It's going to cost you, on average, you have to have this in your pocket, $10 million, okay? And that $10 million will cover your headquarters, because you need a place, like you need an office. You need your staff. You need equipment. So you figure $5 million just to open up an office and $5 million for your campaign necessities, okay? And that's just the tip of the iceberg, all right? So you got to be big money willy just to think about running, okay? Presidential hopefuls actually start raising money a year or 2 years before they even think about running for president, okay? And what I mean was the primaries do a lot of fun. You do a lot of fundraising. You do a lot of events. And your party, whichever party, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whichever party you choose to run for, they do a lot of campaign. They do a lot of campaigning to get money. Because if you don't have at least $10 million, and that's just a drop in the bucket, then you're not going to make it. If you notice, a lot of these, like when the nominations came up and you had like, what, 26, 27 people on the Republican side, a lot of them dropped out because it got very expensive. And they didn't get the votes too, but it gets expensive to be president. Okay. The government will help you, but you have to promise them that you're not going to spend a whole lot on your campaign. You have to promise them that only a certain amount is going to go towards certain states and stuff, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that the government wants you to provide for them before they help you with your campaign, before they say, okay, we'll match you up to a certain amount. And a lot of people who run say, you know, I don't want your money. I have money on my own, okay? Because that joker is expensive. You're looking at a lot of money. And like I said, if you just have $10 million, that's just a drop in the bucket. So you're thinking about running for president, and you got $10 million in your pocket. When all said and done, the top candidates that are running for president have spent $800 million or more. And this is how they probably spent it. He didn't say $8 million. He said $800 million for a job that you'll have for maybe 4 years. If you're lucky, maybe eight. That's a lot of money. Okay? And to me, is it because you want the power? Because there is a lot of power by being president, and yeah, you get a nice check. But you spending an awful lot for a job that will stress the heck out of you. You see our president now, Barack Obama. He looked so young and youthful when he came into office. Now look at him. He looks so tired. Like, you know, I'm so ready to get out of here. The money that you will be spending, okay, TV advertisement is not cheap or free. So you have to pay big bucks to have your ads run, and then you have to have somebody, you have to pay somebody to create the ads. And you want prime time slots. So you don't want your ad to run at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. You want your ads to run in the afternoon. You want your ads to run in the evening. Prime time hours cost prime time money. So you're talking about a couple of $1 million there. Because being on TV is not cheap, okay? Being on these major networks, it's not cheap. Fine, you may throw a commercial at, you know, cable shows or whatever case may be. They may be a little bit cheaper, but prime time is not cheap. Billboards and signs, okay? You ever think about that? You need to keep your name and your face and your political views right out there in front. You want everybody to see you. So you need these big billboards. You need these posters. You need all this stuff to let people know, hey, I'm here. I'm running for president. Vote for me. This is what I think. These are my ideas. These are my political views, whatever. You need to, not cheap. You need to let people know it's not cheap. Travel. Remember now, it's not just you. It's your campaign manager. It's the people who do your strategic planning. It's a whole bunch of folks that you're traveling with. You have your own little, you know, crew, as they say. So it costs. You got to travel. You got to cover a lot of states in a very short period of time. It's going to cost you money, airlines. If you have to pay for your managers and everything like that, if you got to pay for their travel expenses, you got to pay for their food, you got to pay for any other incidentals that come up. That comes out of your pocket, okay? So $10,000, that's been going. So now you need money from your donors. You need your political party, whoever you are running with, the Democrats, the Republicans, you need their parties to help you raise money. That's why you see all these big fundraisers, oh, come meet Hillary Clinton or come meet whatever, and it's like $1,000 a head or it's $5,000 a head. That money is supposed to be going into their political campaigns to help them continue on to run for president and cover the expenses that go with running for president. So this is not cheap. So if you are not Daddy Warbucks and you do not have major influence and you don't have Daddy Warbucks' friends behind you, backing you, running for president is not cheap at all. Okay? First of all, the people have to want you. They have to believe in you, and then the people who believe in you throw money behind you. And if you don't have that money, forget it. Number one, who has just $10 million sitting around saying, okay, I'm just going to use this money just to see if I can run for president? That's what I understand. How does independents do it? And, you know, look at the people who are running. These are people with money. How many poor folks you see out there that is running for president? Okay, our President Barack Obama, he had a couple of dollars, okay? He had a lot of people who believed in him that gave him a lot of money. I don't believe he was as rich as some of the ones that's running now, but he had a lot of people believe in him. And when you believe, you throw your money behind your beliefs, don't you? So he had the people. He had the people who had the money. Okay, so that was all right with me. We travel day to day expenses. You think about that? Just like we have day to day expenses living. We have our mortgage, we have our car payments, we have food, we have clothing, running for president. They have day-to-day expenses. You got to eat, you got your hotel bills, who else you got to pay for, you got your travel expenses, you have your grooming, your upkeep, because you can't look raggedy going to all these interviews and being on a podium speaking and doing debate. You can't look raggedy, okay? So you got all this that you have to think about, how much is that going to cost? And it is not cheap, okay? Because you cannot go out there just looking any kind of way, and you can't stay in just any kind of place. And if you have security, you have to pay your security, you know, because after one point you want protection because you do have crazies out here who may not like you for just because of nail polish you're wearing or what you said last week in the interview. So, yes, you have security that you have to pay for. This stuff is, you see how stuff adds up? Campaign manager, you have to pay your staff. A lot of your staff in your headquarters are volunteer because they believe in what you're saying. They believe in you. But a lot of staff you have to pay. Your campaign manager, your publicist, the man who does all the strategic moves for you, your strategist, you got to pay those people, and they don't come cheap. They want the big bucks too, so you have to pay for them, okay? So how do you get the money? We'll talk about that when we come back. Now, word from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can be sponsored on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show with your products and service. Please contact us if you're interested in a sponsor position on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Contact us at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will gladly discuss these promotional ideas with you. And now back to our regularly scheduled program. Folks, it's a lot of money being president, right? Just to run. By the time you figure out how much you've spent, you would go crazy. A person like me, cheap like that, number one, I don't have $10 million in my pocket just to say, oh, by the way, I just want to do this. Number two, you really have to have that kind of personality where people love you, they love what you're saying. You have to be a real people person. Unfortunately, I'm not a people person. Okay? Not like that. But it's somebody got to do it. All right? And how to get the money to do it? Donations. Okay? You can always ask for donations. Like I said, we talked about the $100 to $500 a head chicken dinners, the private parties, the donations from, you know, people, $25 donations, the $40 donations. You go out and you hustle. Like any other thing, running for president is a business. And you have to hustle. You have to have the gift of gab. And people have to believe in what you're saying. Okay? Because if they don't believe in you, they won't vote for you. So you got to go out there and hustle your behind off and kiss a lot of babies, shake a lot of hands, and smile in a lot of people's faces, knowing that they may say something crazy to you, but you just keep smiling and say, you know, okay, because you need their vote or you need their check. So, yeah, it's a lot of phoniness going on. But you have a lot of people who believe in what you're doing. But you have to have that something that people are drawn to. Super PAC. The Political Action Committee, these are the independent political committees that raise money for their specific parties. Okay, so whatever party you belong to, they have super PACs, and these committees raise money for you in order for you to continue on. Your believers, I'll call them your believers, okay? Personal savings, a lot of people take money who have it from their personal savings. Like Donald Trump kicked off his campaign by using $2 million of his own personal money. You could do that if you rolling in dough like that. What if you're a little man trying to be president? You ain't rolling dough like that. That's where your gift of gab and your communication skills really come into play, because you need people to believe you, and if they believe you, they'll throw money at you. So that's where you really need the personality to run for president. With all this, it's expensive. And I think, what if our president makes $400,000 a year? Okay? Will you ever, if you spend, say, $80 million, do you ever think you're going to get that back? Are you doing it for the money? Are you doing it for the prestige? Or are you doing it for later on the power that you have as president, and then later on the power that you will hold as being ex-president? You know, I would love to sit down with an old president, even a future one, and what are you running for president for? What's your real goal behind doing this? Haven't you ever wondered that? What is your real goal? You know, fine, they say to run the country and stuff, but you realize now, and I've realized that with our last president, that, yeah, he can make orders and he can say, you know, this is what I want to do, but you got Congress to go through and you got a whole lot of other people say, okay, well, we'll let you do this. No, you can't do that. So how much power does the president have? You know what I'm saying? Because your word is not your last word. It's your word plus 500 other people's word to say, okay, we're going to let you do it, you know? So you spend a lot of money for that position. And really, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? I mean, so, yeah, somebody has to run the country. But is it really worth it to spend that kind of money? And then besides spending the money, besides the power, now you got all the crazies looking at you. You've, like, three times the amount of crazies that were looking at you. Now you got, like, four or five times the crazies. Because somebody wants to shoot the president, or somebody always want to do him harm. That's why he always has a security around him. Okay? So what happens when you finish being president? You still have your security. And then you're going to other countries and people just don't like us. So now you're the president of a world of a country people don't like. It's too much. I'd be great like Barack Obama, too. It's too much stress. See the stress under the man's eyes? You feel for him. You know, and you want to do certain policies, and they tell you, no, you can't do them, Congress, and you want to do this, and security saying, no, you can't do this. Like the other, I think last year he wanted to go to a fair. He was in some state, and they were having a county fair, and he's like, can I go? And the Secret Service said, no, you can't go. And he's like, why can't I go? He's like, because we haven't checked it. So, wow, it's just your life is not your own anymore. It's not your own. And it's a high-stress job, and it's like, besides it being very expensive, is it truly worth it? When I tell you, my Chief Cheetah family, if any one of y'all ever run for president, please email me at chiefcheetah@yahoo.com because I will definitely be behind you. I will listen to you, and I will see how foolish you're going to be because it's a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of money, and sometimes I don't even think it's worth it because sometimes people are so ungrateful when you are president, even when you're not. You know, so let me know if you still are interested, and we'll talk, like I said. So, family, we have about 10 minutes. What the heck is going on? Most importantly, how was your weekend? And wherever you're living, is it hot enough for you? We've had crazy weather here, okay? We've had 70, we've had rain, we had 90, 96 with humidity, like 101. We've had crazy, crazy weather. But let me tell you what's going on with me, all right? Has anybody been looking for a washing machine lately? Washing machines, and I'm dating myself, washing machines used to be cheap. I used to see washing machines back in the day. Maybe they was 150, maybe 190, maybe 225, okay? I have to look for a washing machine now. Them jokers is like 300, 400, 1,000. I saw a cute one. Seriously, no lie. I saw a nice regular washing machine, but you put money into it, like $2 and quarters, and you put when they put the money in, then you can use the washing machine. I want one of those so bad. I want one after here for my rental place. I want one so bad. Why? Because that will help me with the water bill. You know, because the more you wash, the more my water goes up. So now if you're paying $2, you ain't going to wash as much, and all the money that you pay is going to help me alleviate some of the stress I'm having by paying my water bill, right? So you're helping me pay my water bill because you use all the daggone water wash. You know, if I can find one for a shower, I would too, where you put $2 in, and then you open the shower, and then the water comes on, and it gives you a minute to take a shower, and then it cuts you off until you put $2 in. Ain't that a good idea? I can have my whole house coin operated. Come on, you know you were thinking about that too. Even if you don't have a rental, even if you have a home and you have a lot of people in it, you'd be like, look, I'm sick of paying all these bills, so we're going to start doing some coin-operated stuff, coin-operated phones. Remember, like you put the coins in and you get a dial tone and you use the phone? I love that. Coin-operated washing machine. You want to wash? Put the $2 in. Okay, help me pay some of these bills. Coin-operated showers. You put the coins in. You can open the shower door. You got a minute. Put the water on, take your shower real quick, and then if you're not finished, either put a coin in or get out because that's all the water you're getting for your $2 or whatever. I can do this coin operated stuff, coin operated TV. Like they used to have, remember they used to have it in the airports? You had a TV set before everybody got into computers and stuff. You had a TV set where it was like a chair and a TV and you put the money in. And the TV would come on, you watch it. I mean, that's back in the day. Have a coin-operated TV. You want to watch TV? You want to watch cable? Cable's like $100-something a month. Well, then you put in your couple of dollars, and I'll give you whatever. You can watch an hour worth for a dollar. Help me with the bills. You know what I'm saying? So coin-operated, well, maybe refrigerator's a bit too much. Coin-operated refrigerator. Put 50 cent in the refrigerator. Put 50 cent in the, you know, refrigerator, and you can open the door. Get a little coin box. You can open the door, You got 5 minutes. Pick what you want to get, and then automatically, if you're not finished in 5 minutes, the door shuts and you got to put another 50 cents in and open the refrigerator door again. You know you like these ideas. Coin operated house. I would love that. It would help me alleviate some of my daggone bills. I mean, because why should I pay them all? Because they're so expensive and people take advantage and they use so much. So it's like, all right, fine. But you're saying, well, you're getting rent for it. Yeah, I'm getting rent for it, but still, coin operated will help me lower some of my costs when it comes to paying the bills. And besides, think about it. If you have a coin operated house, then all the coins that you collect, you could take the money and use it for vacation. You could take it to pay down debt. You could take it to do a lot of other things. So, you know, you would think about it. I think that's a good idea. So what else is going on, folks? How is everybody? What is everybody doing? I want everybody to realize we family. You know, it's been 8 years. So come over to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Look at the videos. I always post stuff every day or every other day about ways to save, make, and have fun with money. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Come on over, say hi, and be a part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. You know that. And you can go to my website, www.cheapcheetah.com, for the blogs and the free e-books and the Cheap Cheetah merchandise and all that, the YouTube channels and all that. Folks, I'd like to invite you, if you're in the New York, New Jersey, or tri-state area, I'd like to invite you for a cup of coffee in September. Come join me, and let's talk money together. Let me know if you're interested, and we can sit down, we can have a cup of coffee, we can talk about money, we can talk about life, we can just talk. It's family time, and we need to spend that family time together. If you're interested, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will give you the particulars of where and when we'll meet, and the coffee will be on me. If you're in New York, New Jersey, or any tri-state area, come on down, visit, and let's see what we can see. On that note, folks, I wish you a great week. Keep your money on your mind and your mind on your money. And on that note, have a great Cheap Cheetah week and save that money. Until next time, folks. I love you. I appreciate you. And save that money.